The group of South Americans who were unexpectedly flown to Martha's Vineyard last month started their journey in the U.S. at the country's southern border. The Boston nonprofit Lawyers for Civil Rights is representing them in a class action lawsuit. Executive Director Ivan Espinosa-Madrigal and his team traveled down to Texas recently to understand the conditions for migrants at the border.
That connective tissue between what happens at the border and what happens in Boston exists. It is tangible, it is concrete, and it is proven time and time again as humanitarian crisis after humanitarian crisis brings it to our doorstep.
Those conditions are constantly changing and became even more scrambled with a new Biden administration policy announced while the team was on the ground. WBUR's Chrisella Guerra joined the attorneys on their fact-finding mission, visiting migrant welcome centers and local nonprofits.
I meet Daniel Rodriguez outside a community health center in Juarez, Mexico. We're standing next to a bridge connecting the city to El Paso. Families sit on the floor. Inside the building are showers and a kitchen. He says he never would have left his home in Venezuela if he had known about the Biden administration's new program. It limits the amount of Venezuelans coming to the U.S., requiring them to enter via air and to have a financial sponsor. Why would the United States do this, Rodriguez asks. He wouldn't have risked his life trekking across 9 countries, past bodies of migrants who didn't make it out of the jungle alive. He wouldn't have left his family. He has a place to go, but cannot afford a flight.
Por ejemplo, mira esto.
He asked me to look at a message one of his children sent on WhatsApp.
Papá, ya Chipi me dijo, lo siento mucho, mi amor. Todo el sacrificio que pasaron y todo para que no pudieran pasar.
Dad, Chipi already told me. I'm so sorry, my love. All the sacrifice you all went through just to not be allowed in. Until last week, Rodriguez had reason to think he would have gotten over the border to El Paso. There were up to 10 buses a day leaving the city-run welcome center for the Northeast. They were processing 500 to 600 migrants daily, nearly all from Venezuela. Biden's restrictions have left many stuck in limbo, with no options except to register online and hope to qualify for asylum.
Yo pensé que me iban a decir bienvenido a los Estados Unidos. No, bienvenido a México. Eso fue lo que me dijeron.
On a bus, Joy Avile says he thought they were going to say welcome to the United States. Instead, they said welcome to Mexico. Avile is one of many surrounding Espinosa Madrigal, asking for his advice as an immigration attorney. Many tell him they were held in detention for hours or days, their extra clothes and essentials taken, except for phones, IDs, and chargers. He tries to explain the new federal policy. Some say they arrived in the U.S. before the new policy took effect. Edgardo Chavez says he was expelled, but his two brothers let in. He holds up a video they sent from a construction site. They're already working. Darvis Romero summarizes the frustration they all feel. Stuck. We don't know what's going to happen to us. No one is telling us anything. Shelters throughout Juarez are full, with migrants removed from the U.S. since the rule took effect last Wednesday. The local government has opened an emergency shelter. In El Paso, Espinosa Madrigal held several Know Your Rights workshops for new arrivals at welcome centers, educating them about their paperwork and reminding them to register their new address. These are the lucky ones, those who made it through processing before Biden's new mandate. But they now face a new set of challenges.
And now the question is, what does the future look like for them? And that's not guaranteed. And so in that respect, the Martha's Vineyard immigrants are just as unstable as any other migrant who comes to the country and needs to start making their way.
At this crossroad between two nations, some call the border the new Ellis Island. It greets families of travelers who arrive with the hope that this will just be another stop, on their way to navigate new cities, new laws, and a new language. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Chrisella Guerra.